Blog Talk Radio.
I get money. What up? If you're not tuning in to where I go to the street, the PDP don't say my athletes respectfully. Radio, on sport radio. What up? How's everybody out there doing today? Man, it feels good to be alive. Feel good just to breathe, man. You never know until you've been in jail or until your life, the flash in front of your hands, the precious, the beauty in this is just being awake. Yeah, man. So what's up, man? If you're out here with us, Texas, in the around here around the Lubbock area, you're probably trying to stay in a house. Woo! I tell you, looking out that window, it looks like we got a few inches out there. So if you're out there, never pump the brakes. Throw any brakes. You know, safety first. Safety begins with me. That's what we should say with Disney. If you guys are not tuning in, this is Word on the Street. Well, man, go ahead and give me a call, 877-921-1656. And today we're talking about how come, when you black and educated and you talk proper and you ain't talking with slang, how come people want to call you white? I don't know. What's up with that? You mean to tell me if I'm black and educated, I just talk like I got some sense, I got to be white? I don't know. Well, right after Nicki Minaj and Rihanna, we're going to get straight into the topic. Let's go.
Thank you.
Yo, that was that Nicki Minaj and Rihanna. I Couldn't Win. That's my sore theme song. If you guys enjoyed it, if you're just not tuned in, you're not tuned in to Word on the Street with your boy PDP. You know what I'm saying? On Segment Athletes Respectfully Radio. Feel free to call in 877-921-1656. The topic for today is what I want you guys to think about. How come black people who are educated or who talk like they got some sense are called white? Is that the word on the street in your hood, or is that the only thing going on in my hood? I'm going to go ahead and let that marinate. So feel free to call in 877-921-1656. And that's the word on the street out there, man. We gotta give a moment of silence. We all know about the first black this, the first black that. You know, and, yeah, my wife put some chicken in the trash. Why you put it in the trash, babe? Well, hey. See, he's like, oh, chicken in the trash in front of a black man like that. I was like, I immediately wanted to jump over there and go eat it. Hey. But anyway, but yeah, we got to do a moment of silence. The first black NBA player has passed away. Yes, his name was Earl Lloyd. He died at the age of 86, and they say Earl Lloyd, the first black player in NBA history, died Thursday. His alma mater was West Virginia State. They the one who actually confirmed his death. Lloyd made his NBA debut in 1950 for the Washington Capitals, just before fellow black player Sweetwater Clifton and Chuck Cooper played their first game. The State family mourns the loss of a fellow Yellow Jacket and Trailblazer who was a true champion both on and off the court. West Virginia State President Brian Hempel said in a statement, when Earl stepped out on the court on that fateful date in 1950, this remarkable man rightfully earned his place in the historic civil rights movement, and more importantly, opened the door to equality in America. Shout out to you, Mr. Lloyd. May you rest in peace, brother. You opened up doors for guys like myself, and opened up doors for people like Michael Jordan. There would be no Michael Jordan. There would be no LeBron James. There would be no Stephon Marbury. There would be another guy. So, man, like him and people like that, Jackie Robinson, you don't really know what these guys go through, you know, just to play the sport that they love. Man, you know, everybody knows like Michael Jordan. Was the very greatest basketball player ever, but he also had to go through it too. Like, if you watch his biography, him and when he was in Little League baseball team, he jumped in a pool with the rest of his team and all his parents, the parents of the people of the team, got their kids and got them out of the pool just because Robert Jordan jumped in the pool and he didn't really understand it. You know, everybody knows just because he's black. But hey, this brings me to this. I was reading some things on Monique. You know, she's getting blackballed. You know, everybody knows Monique, the mother from Precious. She had her own little daytime TV show. Man, Monique was doing so great for herself. But if you notice, she haven't been in the media lately. So, you know, I was doing some reading on it, and the producer for Empire, which is like the number one show out right now, was giving his his insight on Monique, you know, and everything. And he said, I'm here at this place because this is where I want to be. They it was like, people can call me a sellout if they want to, you know. And it kind of goes to my conversation that I'm having today. He said, you can call me a sellout if you want to, just because I'm here to play ball. He said, this ain't just a show. This is show business, you know. You got to come ready to play. And it's like, while people are sitting around hating on him for pressing the envelope for letting people know about gay black men and bringing everyday issues, you know what I'm saying? And he told Monique, you know, before Empire or something like that, he said, man, you got to show your producers credit. He said, you got to show you got to give credit to, you know, like the Hollywood and stuff. He said, you can't just take all of the credit. And then he went on to say, if you don't feel right about that and you don't feel right with the way he do things, and yeah, call him a sellout. And he say, I'll see you in the box office. So I was just like, man, it's like, I can dig it. Because it really boils down to what I got to say, you know what I'm saying, about my show today. But before I get into that, this dude is a volunteer firefighter. Allegedly killed his neighbor's dogs, and allegedly killed him and put it on Facebook. Took a picture of it. Took a picture of the guards laying in front and put it on Facebook and said, this is verbatim, keep your damn dogs on your property. And so this is brings up, this is just, I mean, I ain't the smartest man in the world. I ain't smart, but this is a volunteer firefighter. You know, he's the same level like as a cop. You know what I'm saying? These guys are protecting us. These are our protectors. So he's killing dogs and posting it on Facebook. Okay, that's what we wanted to Michael Vick. Okay, Michael Vick. Well, there's 2 years in prison. In prison for fighting dogs. For fighting dogs. Now he's the face of, like, you know, we know how people are with their dogs, especially white people. Like, man, like, the dogs are, it's one of them. And, like, I used to have a dog, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I love my dog. His name was Kane. You know what I mean? But, hey, I had to understand, like, man, you know, now I got a son. You know what I mean? Well, who's the dog of my son? Come on now. But like, Michael Vick went to jail. 2 years in prison for fighting dogs. So I'm just gonna sit back. I'm just gonna sit back. I'm really just gonna see how this one plays out because I really just want to see, man. You know what I mean? I just want to see if I doubt if anything happens to him. You know what I'm saying? But hey, who am I, man? I'm just Petey Peach. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just my job to go ahead and give you the news. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, well, don't be laughing at me, boy. Yeah, but anyway. Why are black people who are educated and are well-mannered considered white? Go ahead and hit me up, 877-921-1656. This is Word on the Street with your boy, PDP. So, why are people, is it because they, because these people are ignorant, man, get me too. Nah, man, that didn't really deserve no applause. But anyway, I'm saying, just like I was talking about, like, as a producer in Empire, I was talking about Monique, you know what I mean, a very successful actress or whatnot. So, is it because how we're taught? Because when you're black, you got to worry about so much other things. You got to, like, if you black coming up in the hood, you got to be worried about being called an Uncle Tom. You got to worry about being called, what, a house nigga. You got to be worried about being called, like, a field nigga. You got to, like, man, like, there's so much stuff, like, a little black boy really do have to worry about. And then once you start to get that little success, then here comes the people who help them get there, like, in some which way or form. It's like, man, now, just like Michael Vick, he should have told his boys, like, man, I can't be participating with y'all in fighting dogs. You know what I'm saying? So he should have just cut that off. But if you cut that off, then people want to call you Uncle Tom, or people want to call you a sellout. So, like, where do you draw the line at? You know, like, that's what I wonder. Like, where do you draw the line? Is it because I'm black? Does that mean I have to walk around? Like, what does it even mean to be black? Like, what does it really mean to be black? Like, let's really sit here and let's think about it. Like, what does being black really entails? What does it really mean to be black? Like, let's get it, because if you talk proper, that means you're talking white. So are you telling me the only thing, only people out there that's doing stuff right is white people? How come you can't be talking brown? How come you can't be talking red? So why is it when you come up with something black, why have to be associated with negative? Like, say, for instance, so you mean to tell me I'm talking black if I talk like, hey, what up, folks? You know what I'm saying? If I go in an interview and I use, like, the voice that I use with my friends, so, like, are you telling me I'm not black? I remember going through high school, and, man, people, I'm, like, the darkest dude ever, you know what I'm saying? And people would just call me white, and I used to act like it didn't bother me, but it made me just furious. It made me just want to slap some people. Like, man, get out of my face, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ignorant. Like, cause, like, when you really from the hood, when you really grow up in there, you don't want nothing associated with that. And I saw people in middle class homes in suburbs trying to live in in a way that I'm trying to get out of. It's like when you really from there, when you really are from there and I've been there, you don't want nothing to do with you. Your uncle might sell drugs. So you're like, say for instance, like everybody smoke weed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you're in a household growing up in there, you don't want nothing to do with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, I don't want no smoking a weed, man. You know what I'm saying? Or your folks like to drink. You know what I'm saying? You don't really want to be involved in that. You know what I'm saying? I know people to this day I grew up with, you know what I'm talking about, don't even touch alcohol because their parents did. You know what I'm saying? Don't even touch a blunt because their parents did, because that's what they did. And for example, man, a buddy of mine, middle class home, nice neighborhood, man. I'm trying to get to where he at. I'm 8 years old, but he's trying to dress and act like where I'm from. But I'm just like, no, bro. And then he ended up going to jail. He did some time, you know what I'm saying, after high school and all this. And I went to college. So you got the boy from the hood going to college and the boy from the suburbs going to jail. It's like, where's the messages flipping at? Because the people from the suburbs are talking to people from the hood, talking about you sound white, but the people from the hood is actually talking proper, trying to get a positive because they know that ain't no good. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your socioeconomic status determine who you are and where you are going because there's no excuses. We all got 24 hours here in the day, and I feel like God put us in situations because we riders, we go-getters. Man, you can put somebody in it, you can put a minority in the room for nothing. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, he might end up making a beat. He gonna find, man, then probably gonna get to writing. You know what I'm saying? It's like the way he thinks, I hate to put it on like rappers, but when rappers go to jail, then they get out, they come out on fire. You know, the album sales just shoot through the window. And I got this clip from Tupac that I really wanted to play, but it had a problem uploading. Can't play it, gotta wait until next week. But anyways, man, this is the Weather Street with PDP. I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. I'm
going to
get right back with you with the
Word on
the Street.
Club 97 is doing the Rossville style every Thursday. And this Thursday is the biggest fest of all fest.
I want to love you and treat you right.
2015 Bob Marley Reggae Fest, 6401 Avenue Q, Club 97.
Don't you rock my boat.
Bob Marley Reggae Fest. This Thursday, enjoy 50s and Wells at midnight at $2 domestics all night long. This Thursday, Bob Marley Reggae. $2 domestics all night long. This Thursday, enjoy reggae night all night this Thursday and every Thursday at Club 97, 5401 Avenue Q.
If you just not feeling that, this is Word on the Street with your boy Pete. Pete, what you heard was a little commercial right there, man. A little background on that. Just like I say, you gotta stay ready. You gotta stay ready so you won't never have to be ready, man. Walked into the radio station, asked me to do some. Never did reggae a day in my life, but feel like I did pretty good. So that's what I want to share with you guys. So hit me up 877-921-1656. So why are black people in the world smoking and educated called white? Who are the ones calling them white? It's usually the black people calling us white. We're like, we are killing ourselves. Every time a black man trying to do something right, you got another black man trying to pull him down. Every time you got a black man that's trying to get his life together, you got another black man telling him you a squirt. Every time a black man is not there for his kid, you got another black man talking about that black man. And ultimately, two negatives, they do make a positive, but in that case, it really don't. Because some way or another, man, we all go through it. Only mistake is not learning from my mistake. I actually learned that from my cousin Candace back when I was back, I think, high school. I think she wasn't no longer than 9 years old when she said it. And I was like, wow, you know, this just goes like how bright she is. But the only mistake is not learning from your mistake. So, like, as black men and black sisters, and like, let's stop bringing ourselves down because we are the ones that's calling each other white. It's like, man, why are you talking white? For instance, my own girl, she's down in front of millions of people, finally got a job in Dallas. She's on I Open TV. Her name is Brooke Thomas. We from the same hood, same area. everything. She came down here, worked for the local for the station down here in Lubbock. Then she went to she was the morning anchor in Memphis, Tennessee. Now she's the morning anchor here in I Open the TV in Dallas, Texas. Prime example. Man, everybody's dog her. Ow! I mean, dog her. Move out. Why are you talking white? Bro, she the whitest of the white. I don't rock with her. She a sellout. Da, 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 da. But what the people who are saying that, where are you guys at today? What are y'all doing? What are you doing? Did you let your socioeconomic status determine where you are? Why? Like, why would you try to bring this woman down? But they couldn't break her down. She stayed who she was. She went to OU, and then, you know, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. But now she's this great mogul. She's a success, and she's a proud African-American woman. And, like, we're well-spoken. So, like, and then another buddy of mine, his name, I don't think he's a dean. I don't know if he's a dean no more, but we grew up together. And his name is Alan Anderson. He's a dean. We're the same age. You know, another guy. He don't even really talk to me to this day. I don't know if he feels like that. I used to call him white though, but me and his boys. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really sure. But we all grew up on the same baseball team. We was tight. You know what I'm talking about? But we don't really speak now. You know what I'm saying? But we use, like, I'm telling you, like, I used to spend at his house. His mom used to come pick me up for practice. Like, man, like, I'm telling you, we was in plays together. That's my homie. That's my dog. You know what I'm saying? But people used to call both of us white. But he's a Barack Obama type dude. Like, this dude, tall, light skinned, like, he was our class president since we started school. He was the president, and now he's in charge of our 10-year reunion. You know, so this is all the girls wanted him. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody, you know, he was like the epitome of what you really want your son to be, I guess, as a class president, and like now he eventually being a dean. But people used to call him white, and now he don't even really talk to black people no more. It's because he's like, we used to really have it bad growing up in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then the sad part about it is we get so much scrutiny at school for doing what's right. Then once we get out of school and come home, then the police will arrest us just because we black. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because I can sit here and say that. I'd have actually went back to my community, try to have shows in my community. You can't do nothing there. Like it sucks. Like, for people, for positive people trying to go back to Muskogee, Oklahoma, it's not going to happen because the police will not allow it to happen because you got them young knuckleheads running around there that mess it up for everybody, you know, and it sucks. It sucks because the youth is our future. And, like, they down there locking people up for not having no tag, like, not locking people up because maybe they ran over a curb or something. You know what I'm saying? They're locking people up for nonsense. I've actually talked to an FBI officer here in Lubbock, Texas, where I was been working, and said there's nothing but crookedness going on back in the day. But I knew, because I was like, I remember being 9 years old and watching the feds come get my uncle. You know what I'm saying? And like, but so I knew, I was young, but I knew what was actually going on in Muskogee, Oklahoma. But anyway, now, black people, we got to stop killing black people. We got one more day in Black History Month. Let's go ahead and finish it off right. Man, I'm telling you, because we got to lift each other up. And it's not only black people. We got to do it for all people. All people for the people. So if you're out there calling black people white because they're educated, stop doing it. Are you out there saying you black because you walk around with your pants off your ass? Shut up. Go to school. Put your pants up. I ain't going to say turn your hat around. I mean, because I walk around my hat backwards. But still, you know what I'm saying? You stop killing people. Put that negative energy into something positive. Think about what you want to do with your life. And think about why you want to call him white. Are you saying because everything white is right and black is white? I don't think all of it. Just take some time out. Think on to yourself. Don't call black people white people because they talk like they got the sense. This is like, man, you talk with proper grammar. Can you help me speak like that? I can't really speak like that. I don't even know how to read. You know what I'm saying? So, talk to them. Ask them, man. We got to lift each other up. This is the Word on the Street with PDP. Hope you guys have a blessed day. And just like that, I'm out.
gotta make a change. Time for us as a people to start making some changes. Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we live. And let's change the way we treat each other. You see, the old way wasn't working, so it's on us to do what we gotta do to survive. And still I see no changes. Can't a brother get a little peace? It's war on the streets and a war in the Middle East. And a war on poverty. They got a war on drugs so the police can bother me. And I ain't never did a crime I ain't have to do. But now I'm back with the back, giving it back to you. Don't let them jack you up, back you up, back you up, and piss back you up. You gotta learn to hold your own. They get jealous when they see you with your own phone. But tell the cops can't pass this. I don't trust this, so they try to rush the bus.
Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is.